Righty-ho, if you are a fan of Star Trek The Next Generation's Jean-Luc Picard, and you want to see the little action figure thing that I got for 20p from my very first Welsh car boot, check it out now, the photo thereof, by going to our Twitter page, twitter.com/EnglishRadio. That's Jean-Luc's natural accent, of course. Or if you prefer, you can... what's the best way to distribute photos, Pilar? I'm not too sure. Anyway, go to our Twitter page. It's there somewhere. Right. Okay. It's on the audio boo. It goes with the episode. Okay. So I was talking about Jean-Luc being in X-Men. It's on today on Film 4. And I've got this sort of action figure thing. Check the photo. You'll know what I'm talking about. Right. Moving on. Some important info here regarding some animals and things. Yes, I've returned to the official BBC press office page for this, the Deadly Top 10. It's on from Monday to Friday this week, from the 5th to the 9th of September, 5:15 p.m. CBBC. Okay. Right. Young viewers can join Steve Blackshall. Is it Blackshall or Blackshall? I'm not sure. I don't know. It's one or the other, I think. As he counts down his ultimate top 10 daily creatures on planet Earth through the week on CBBC. I remember Terry Nutkins, Chris Packham, and the other one on The Really Wild Show. Now, that was good. And they also had possibly the best theme tune for a natural history program in the history of the planet. It's true. Yes. On Monday, today, he chooses his 10 favourite speedsters, the fastest animals in the world. So I don't think they're going to be looking at tortoises and snails today. In this race to first place, there is a turbocharged fish, a mole with a record-breaking nose, and an animal with a tongue that can move 5 times faster than a fighter jet. Yes, folks, it's all true, you know. They are 10 ultimate speed machines that all depend on their lightning reactions to survive. But which will top Steve's list? Yeah, sounds good. On Tuesday, there are 10 fabulous weapons used to hunt and fight. Ultimate talons and tusks, some bloodthirsty plants with killer spines and the world's most baneful sting. All hoping to win the blazing battle and come out top of Steve's ultimate top 10 list. On Wednesday, Steve is on a mission to choose his 10 favourite killer tactics on a roller coaster ride to find out the cleverest tricks the animals use to catch their dinner. This cunning countdown includes a team of top hunting dogs, nifty net-throwing spiders, and an amazing fishing snake, all competing, yes, to be in the top 10. On Thursday, Steve chooses his top 10 favourite toxic animals. This lethal lineup includes an ancient dragon with killer drool. I've known a few of those in my time. A spear-throwing snail, that's not to be missed, and a venomous spider, yes, that can bite through your toenail. Oh, goodness me, oh dear me. All the creatures that make the top 10 have one thing in common. Every one of them is deadly, yes. On Friday, Steve chooses his top 10 fiercest animals, with a terrifying lineup, including a vicious deep water monster. Could it be the Loch Ness? Who knows? Powerful sharks. Could it be Jaws? Who knows? And gigantic killer hornets. What's a hornet? It's like a bee or something, I don't know. From beauties to beasts, Steve is on a mission to uncover more about creatures from across the planet. Did you know that animals very often are yellow? And if they're yellow or orange, it means it's a sign of danger. I learned that when Terry Nutkins was interviewed in the broom cupboard a long time ago. Yes, apparently we are surrounded by bright colours, but they all indicate one thing. Danger! Go! Yes. So, sounds really good, doesn't it? Yeah. So, which animal will be crowned as the fiercest? Find out. That's on Friday. But all week, looks good. Deadly Top 10, 5:15, CBBC.